Interior Minister Ivan Langer has condemned the actions of three police officers being prosecuted over the death of a Vietnamese man in custody. The man was arrested and detained after a routine complaint over noise, but died after being beaten in detention, Rob Cameron reports.
This incident began on January the 4th when a woman living in Brno's Kornerova Street, in an area nicknamed the Brno Bronx, phoned the police to complain of a noisy neighbour living in the flat downstairs. A police patrol arrived and ended up arresting 43-year-old Vietnamese citizen Hoang Son Lam, a divorced father who allegedly had drug problems. Mr. Hoang was taken to a nearby police station and held for 2 days and twice received medical attention. First, he was examined to see whether his narcotic state prevented him from being held in custody. A police doctor ruled it did not. On the second, he was found to be in a critical condition and rushed to hospital, where he later died. An autopsy found the man had suffered broken ribs and a ruptured spleen. According to an internal police inquiry, Mr. Hoang, who weighed just 45 kilograms, was severely beaten by one officer while his two colleagues looked on. The inquiry recommended criminal charges over the incident, which has been condemned by the Interior Minister Ivan Langer, who released the following statement.
If the officers in Brno did carry out this act, it's unforgivable and I condemn it absolutely. Every officer must act under the rules of his permit, and that permit states that officers must, first and foremost, act according to the law.
The officer who allegedly beat Mr. Hoang faces trial for grievous bodily harm and faces up to 15 years in prison. His two colleagues will be tried for dereliction of duty for failing to intervene and could go to prison for up to 3 years. A date for trial has not been set. Those who know the Vietnamese community say it is under increased pressure. Early in November, the huge Sapa wholesale market in Prague 4 was devastated by fire. 2 weeks later, it was raided by 600 police officers and customs officials using armoured personnel carriers and a helicopter looking for counterfeit goods. The raid was heavily criticised by Vietnamese students who've sent a petition to Parliament. President Václav Klaus also spoke out against it. Many Vietnamese, meanwhile, have also found themselves unemployed due to the financial crisis and without enough money to buy tickets home, no means to support themselves.
Rob Cameron with that.